This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
It's wonderful to be in the Lord's presence this morning with you, and it's such a tremendous privilege this morning to just be able to share the word with all of you guys and to know that God is good. Amen. God is good to us. He knows us. He knows our hearts. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly where we're at. And I want to encourage you to continue to open up to the Lord to have his way with you. Right, he's got a very special word for each one of us this morning. And I've got a huge expectation that the Lord will come and do something very special, something very beautiful in our hearts. And I've asked them, Yanshin, you don't have to sit down. You can come up again. I've asked a very dear friend of ours, Yanshin. She's from Bhutan, which is a beautiful country close to India. And we've had the privilege of meeting up with the believers there over a number of years now. And Yanshin has been here for Convergence, and she's been spending some time here with some of our Shofar family and just being blessed by them and being a blessing to them as well. And I asked her to just come and share with us a little bit this morning as to what the Lord is doing in her beautiful nation. And the Lord has laid a very precious word on her heart that I believe is a word for us in season. So Yanshin, we just want to welcome you here with us. Let us put our hands together for the awesome gift that the Lord has given us. And I just want to pray for you. Let us raise our hands towards her. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your servant that you have sent us, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she comes from a family, Lord God, who walks in such holiness and such dedication to you, in such surrender to your purposes and to your plans, Father God. And Father, we thank you that we can come and open up our hearts, Lord God, to receive from her. Thank you that you have sent it to us, Lord, to our nation and to our congregation. And we receive the blessing and rest upon her, Lord God, as someone that's been sent by you. Thank you for your anointing this morning, God, that breaks the yokes, Lord God, and that you will have your way with our hearts, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful privilege to be in your presence, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kuzu Zangpola. That's how we greet in my country. Kuzu Zangpola Shofar. It's been such an honor and a privilege to be in Cape Town. I just want to thank God for... It was in 2014 that I somehow got connected to Shofar. And the first time I heard from my friend about Shofar, because I wouldn't know the exact word, but then my mom has always told me to really pray about people that we connect with. Yeah, so... And I was like very kind of like skeptical, and I was like asking questions. And then as I began to hear the heart behind Shofar Church and the stories, I was like, whoa, they sound just like us. Isn't it amazing that God is same in all parts of the world? Eh? Yeah, so I am so, it's been, I just want to take this also time to thank my friends. My family are always, they are my family in South Africa, Divya and Ronel and Christine. They've loved me. They've opened up their homes to me. I am so at home with them. And I am so blessed to see that people are opening up their homes and their heart. I had a friend who told me this, because at one point of time, I had to send a lot of my guests. They were not enough space in my home, and I had to send them over to her place. And I said, like, oh, like, you know, it's so many people. Will they fit? I know it will be hard, but will they fit? So this is what she said. If they fit in your heart, they will fit in your home. So thank you. Thank you so much as well. And also, I would like to honor and thank our pastors here for giving me this opportunity. And I said to myself, I'm very nervous. But then I said to him, I choose not to be afraid, not to be nervous that I am speaking in front of people who are like amazing with the word and so blessed and gifted. As my friends were praying for me in the car, This is what came in my heart. I am born to do this. I truly believe that God has called me to speak his word, to declare his faithfulness and his grace upon his people. So I am so happy to be standing here this morning. Yeah. And the other thing I had, I wanted to tell you a little bit about my country, Bhutan. It's a tiny kingdom in the Himalayas. It's below China, next to India and Nepal. I love my country. It's green and it's mountainous. It would be great if we had sea, but then we don't. But then we survive. We have rivers. And we have a constitutional monarchy. We have king and queen. It's fifth generation king and queen. And they have been such a blessing to us because we have king and queen that loves the people. They are not believers yet, but then I am very sure that he knows about Jesus. And my country is a Buddhist nation, but I truly believe not for long because God is working in my country. He's faithful in raising up people that knows him, loves him, and is willing to follow him. And yeah, and thank you so much for prayers. I know like Eugene and like people who've been to my side, they pray for us. And I'm so grateful for that because God is really working in my country. So we don't have big spaces. So usually when we have church, it's we have to open our home. It's like one of the rooms in our home, one of the bedroom or sitting area. And so we have church in our home. So every time I go to a place, like when they ask me if I have a slide or a PowerPoint or something, I don't because I'm not used to it. We just speak. And for hours. And because Sunday, this is what I grew up with. Sunday is a day for God. It's a day that you spend with God, with your family. So you don't limit yourselves on Sunday. Sunday is a day where you just rest in his presence and receive from him. Right? And just spend time with him and give back to him. Yeah. I just wanted to read this verse because this is what I read. It's in Psalms 38:4. Because I've been having amazing time in Cape Town, but then I'm not saying this is bad, but then this is just what came to me. It says, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. And as that verse popped up to me, I was like, whoa, thank you, God, for amazing time in Cape Town, but my days on earth are numbered. And Lord, remind me to seek your will and to live the life that you've called me to live and not to be distracted by things that are beautiful and things that we enjoy. I love them and I'm thankful for them, but God, draw my heart to you and to what you have for me because my days are numbered on earth. Yeah, I just had to say that because even though we are in this room today, we know that we are alive. We could wake up in the morning, we can breathe, we can enjoy this fellowship and our beautiful family just because God allowed it. Because, yeah, and Jesus is Lord over our lives. Yeah. Jesus is the Lord of our life. And the other word, I've attended short Bible courses, but I'm not very great at preparing the sermon and everything, so I just, whatever I have in my heart, I've written it down, and I'm just going to say it. All right, okay. So another thing that came in my heart as I read that verse was like, life as beautiful as it may be is temporary here on earth. So let not what is temporary take away your focus from that which is eternal. So seek after things that are eternal, that are heavenly. Yeah. Because pain will go away. It will fade. No matter how strong it is, no matter how it makes us feel like we cannot live for another day or like how it breaks us, it will fade away. Riches will be rotten. It will rot away. Yeah, circumstances will definitely change. So Colossians 3:1-3 says, since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven where Christ sits in a place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth, for you died to this life and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Jesus is Lord of our life. Amen. So he not only died for our sins when we were still sinners, but then he became sin so that we can be righteousness of God. Such a good day to remind ourselves of that. And I want to say the reason I'm standing here, the reason I get to do what God has called me to do is also absolutely because of God's grace in my life. I'm sure we all have stories of his faithfulness in our life and how gracious he's been. I can't help but thank God for his patience with me. He's just been so, so good to me. And it's a joy, it's an honor for me to get to declare his goodness. And he is good. Yeah, and the other reason I truly believe, his love never fails. He never gave up on me. And the other thing is like the sacrifices and the prayers of my parents. Thank God for parents who love God, who parents who put God first. And every one of you who are parents here, what an honor that you can lead your children, you can point your children to God, you can share his stories to them, and then you can raise up a generation that loves God and honors God. What a privilege. I am so thankful for my parents. So many times I've seen them like pray and cry and like for me. There has been times wherein I was like distracted and away, and I remember my mom calling me and telling me, "Young Chen, you have to know that you are called. You cannot forget. Pleasures of the world is there, but then you cannot forget that you are called and that you are separated unto the Lord." And I'm so thankful for her. I'm so thankful for a mother who chose to always point us to Christ. I'm thankful for my father. Usually every place that I've been to, I've always spoken about my mom. And she's amazing. Her stories are amazing. It's never ending. Someday I just hope that God will give me the grace to write a book or something, because it's amazing what God has done through her life. But I'm thankful also for my dad, for his faithfulness, for his sacrifice, because he let my mom go. When God healed my mom, my mom was someone who always was seeking after truth, after true God. Yeah, she would read scriptures, Hindu texts and scriptures, and then read about God's, because she wanted to know the truth. Because she was a sickly child. She grew up a sickly child. And she was told she's meant to die young. And when she was healed, that is because one of our aunt, I always say this because like one of the aunt, she would always come and tell my mom about Jesus, that he can heal, that he can give life, that he is one true God that you're seeking after. And my mom would be like, "I don't want to listen to her. I don't care who Jesus is." And she made it very clear that she was not welcomed in our home, but she would pop by again and again and again. Yeah, until my mom said, "Okay, let's go to where you want to take me." And then that's how she met Jesus. Such a powerful story, because always reminds me not to give up on people. People, your neighbor, your family member may look like nothing, like may look like someone who's wasting their life or is sick and dying, but you never know what God has for them, you know. If only we are faithful and bold to share his message, his gospel with them. Yeah, and not to be offended when we are not welcomed, and not to give up just because they're not listening to you when you talk to them. You know, if you would only be faithful as to what God is telling you and go and share what God shows you. And I'm so thankful for her. And because of that, my mom came to know Jesus. And God used my mom to lead hundreds of people to Christ and establish churches, raise up leaders. And this was a woman from a village who doesn't even know how to read properly, who was meant to die, or according to our culture, just be someone who is cooking and cleaning and raising kids. But then God used her to raise leaders, heal people, set people free, and proclaim his gospel. And that is the same God that you are serving here in Somerset West. God who has amazing plans, if only we dare to listen, believe, yeah, and be obedient. Because so many times we know what the word says, we know, yes, we know what God says, and oh yeah, it was such a good sermon, we heard what it was said, but then the next step is that we do like what we believe. Yeah, that we don't only become the hearers of word, but we become doers of the word. Eh? So then my story about us, then my mom attended church for a year in the place we were at. We always had to go to border town because there was no churches inside my country then. And my mom says, like, so there was like three little kids, all naughty. Like, and my brother was like heavy. He was this big kid. And then she had to carry him and take two girls and then walk all the way down to the border town to attend every service. And my mom tells me, and this is what inspires me, my mom tells me, as she's about to leave for a church service, she would get visitors in her home. She would have like people come in like to visit. And like in our place, we don't have appointments. You can visit anyone anytime you want. You don't call and say, oh, I'm coming to visit. You just pop by. And then so like she would have people just walk in. And then like she wants to go to church because she wants to hear the word. And then now she has people who are visiting, and she would be stuck. But then my mom said she would always tell them, you're so welcomed in my home. Please make yourself at home. Here's tea. Here's food. Please eat. Please be here. But I have an appointment that I cannot miss. I have to go. And when I come back, I will talk to you. But I have to go now. And she would always leave them and go. That is the hunger. That is hunger for God and his word. And every time she said, every time she was faced with circumstance like that, like, you know, you're wanting to go to a meeting and then something happens, she would always, like, put them, like, you know, put them aside. I'm sure people thought my mom was not a great host, but eternity, yeah? Yeah. So, and yeah, then my family moved to my village side, where we have our land and our home, and this was a time when my country was in a very bad situation, and Christians were very persecuted, and we have a way of greeting each other when we meet. We say Jai Messi, that is like victory in Christ. We always greet each other with Jai Messi. And people, my mom said, like, people would be so scared to even greet each other because when you greet each other, you know that you are Christian. And nobody wanted to be known as Christian at that time. But then there is this woman who is like, what, 26, 27? She's healed. She has life. She knows true God. And she's like everywhere, like just greeting people. And then like, you know, her friends told me, like, if you even look at her, if she makes eye contact with you, she will grab you, sit you down, and talk to you, tell you about Jesus. So the only way to avoid her would be like not to like be in her way at all, because she will catch you and put you down, and then tell you about Jesus. I'm so thankful for her. Yeah, but then when God told her to start church and like told her to go for missions to surrounding India border towns, she could do all of that because my dad chose to let her go. There was three of us, all very hyperactive kids. And then my dad chose to look after us. And he was working in bank as a manager then. And then he did his work, 9-to-5 job, took care of us, took care of the home. And he let my mom go and do what God had called her to do. I don't think it was easy for him. I don't think it was easy for him. Yeah, but I think he did a good job. because here I am today. Yeah. And I also remember my mom coming back home after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, after home from missions. My dad would make like the best of the meal, make soup and take to her, tell her to relax, you know, to regain her strength, listen to her stories, encourage her to go back. And that is why my mom could do what she was called to do. I cannot imagine how it would have been. And I never saw them fight. And I never saw them have argument. Yeah. And I'm so thankful to God for that. But I know he did what he did for kingdom of God. Because when you die to your old self, you were raised with Christ to this new life. And you set your mind on things that are eternal and that things that brings glory to God. And I tell you, God was and is glorified. Yeah. But it takes us to step out and to take a step of faith from things that we know or like the lifestyle that we are used to. Every time we have an opportunity to exercise our faith, for me, it's like another opportunity for amazing story I can tell my kids one day, you know? Every time there is this opportunity to take a step of faith. What a story, like, you know, when we dare to take step of faith, he gives us stories to tell of his might and of his power in our lives. How he changes things, how he changes people. And as I was sitting here, I know it's when it was announced that the kids will go to the kids' room after the offering, that's what we do as well back home. So I was like, we have similarities. But then I saw her stay here. So, yeah, that just encouraged me so much because this was the age that I grew up knowing God. This was the age. Yeah, my mom never treated me like, I mean, obviously I played and everything. I was treated as a kid. But then when it came to things of God, she never told me that I'm not old enough to not understand his things, that it is way beyond me. No. I remember sitting with my mom, praying with her for hours. I remember listening to sermons. I remember her coming home, back home from trips, and her telling us stories of what God did. My sister and my brother would sleep, but then I was there, like listening. I remember being there, listening to her and thinking, that is the kind of life I want to live. That is the God that I want to know, not just through my mom, but for myself. And that is the life I want to live. So I'm so happy to see you here. Yeah. And I truly believe we also, I have three nieces. when my sister-in-law, Love, was pregnant. We were expecting a son, but then there pops in another girl. And we were like, amazing. Because it's going to be an army of like God's army, God's generals, who are girls, who knows the word, who loves the Lord. Yeah. And I'm so, so grateful to God, yeah, that he used my mom. It was in a time also when... the family, all of us were persecuted, not just by the government, which I can understand because they are scared that we will disrupt the culture and the harmony of the country and bring division because we don't do things like they do. So I understand where they come from, but we were also very much persecuted by our fellow Christians because they couldn't believe that God would use a woman out of her kitchen and her home to lead people to Christ, to set people free, to heal people, that when she would pray for people, Holy Spirit would fall down on people. Yeah, they just couldn't believe that. So there were rumors and lies that were spread about her. I remember being home, listening to these stories about my mom, what people say about my mom, and just crying. Me, my brother, and my sister, so frustrated by fellow Christian, like, you know, leaders. So there was both the things. As I grew up, when I was young, as I grew up, and as I came to know about God, and I was falling in love with him. I remember falling in love with what he's doing in my place, in my home. Our house every night would have 30, 40 people come over for prayer. And we didn't have torchlights back then. I remember people making fire on the stick and then coming over, Or we would have it in the early mornings. People would just come for morning prayers and night prayers. And these are all village people because they have to work all day in field. So they had to come in the night or in the morning. And I remember presence of God filling that place up. And thinking, this is what I want to do rest of my life. Worship God. But then I also remember as I grew up, hearing all these stories, seeing all the Christian politics, is the right word or not, I don't know. But then, yeah, all that. And thinking I don't think I want to serve God. If this is how Christians are, if this is what it means to be in ministry, this is not what I want. This is not the kind of life I want to live. That was the impact on me. And then I looked at my mom. And I would see her go through hard times. And I would be like, okay, no, that is not the kind of life I want to live. Yeah, I think I want to do better. I want to have more comfortable life. Yeah, but I'm so thankful to God for his plans. His plans are way higher and better. Yeah? And I'm thankful that I got to that I grew up sharing my home with 20, 25 other people because it's taught me. Thank you. I'm thankful to God for all the suffering that came our way, all the words and lies that came our way, attacks that came our way, because it has made me who I am today. And it's continuing to make me. To draw our hearts to him, always, even when we are distracted, that he always draws our heart to him. He always does that. He's amazing like that. Yeah. So on both the sides, my mom and my dad, and us as kids, we also had our own struggles of having a mom who was not very present in the home, yeah, because people who know me would know I love attention, and then, my mom wasn't there to give me much attention, and I would be like, I would tell her things, and my brother and my sister would be like, it's okay, for them, it was like, it's okay if she's not there, but then, why are you, seeking so much attention? And then I was like, I love attention. I want my mom to, go shopping with me. And I want her to braid my hair and da-da-da. I would listen to my friends and I would come back home and, do that to my mom. And over the years, as I've been in this scenario, I've heard people share gospel with other people. And it's like they're trying to sell Jesus, They make it like, if you believe in Jesus, everything will be okay. You won't have pain and he will bless you and you'll be rich and da-da-da and all that, which is great. I mean, yes, he does provide us our needs. Yes, he does care for us and take away our pain. But when we decide to follow Jesus, Jesus has said he will bless us, but then Jesus also has said that people will hate you because they hated me. That we have to be ready for affliction from every side. Yeah? That when we go back, when we receive Jesus, when we decide to follow him, and when we say that, okay, I'm living this life, I'm all dead to my old life, and I'm living this life, and I don't talk like they talk, the world talks, and I don't walk like the world walks. And when you go back to your office, when you go back to your home, families, when you go back to your schools and campuses, you cannot expect people to just love you and welcome you because, Jesus has clearly said that it will be difficult. And it's okay. So there was this time when, because we have church in our home, we always get like warning from the government and from people, like, you know, not to have gathering or that we are disturbing their sleep. Or we actually had this another thing which was very kind of like sad for us, because we heard some of our neighbors say like they don't pray as much as they used to, and we were like, what? We were like, that place used to be very noisy, now it's like calm down. And we were like, oh, that is like, we were like, oh, we have to get our act together, we have to start praying again, like, you know. Yeah, because they are used to us praying loud and like early in the morning and like late into the night. And it was so good that like when I heard some of the neighbors say that, it was such a wake-up call for us. So God can use our neighbors to bring us back in track. But when we do that, Jesus has said that they will hate us, that we will be persecuted. And I just want to read from 2 Corinthians. I just love when my mom reads this to us. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Amen. Just to be reminded of things that are eternal. The troubles, no matter how pressing circumstances, no matter how hard, it is not for eternity. It's not eternal. And I have a friend, Ronelle. Like, she said amazing, like, she said this last time when we were talking. I'm single, so we were talking about men. And then, so she said something like this, like, which I just love, thankful to God for giving her in my life. So she said something like, yes, it's amazing if it works out, like, you know, if it's good, if it happens. But even if it doesn't, Jesus is our husband. He's the one that I spend my eternity with. I'm so thankful to you for reminding me that. And that also brings me back to the point, it is so important to surround ourselves with godly friends. People who love God, people who are pursuing God. Surround yourselves with them. Pray for your children that they have friends who love God and can speak like, you know, godly wisdom into their lives. So important. And I'm sorry for taking this. The other point, as I was praying, that came to my heart was, I just feel like I want to break a lie. Like, I don't know if it's there in anyone's life, but I had this when I was praying, and I just want to speak it out. Something that says, a lie that says that you are an accident. That you are not wanted, that you are not worthy. I just want to say that those are lies from the pit of hell, and they are not true. Because Bible clearly tells us that we are created by God, and that there is a purpose for every one of our lives. And it's okay if you feel like, you still don't know what the purpose is. Seek and you shall find. I believe that there isn't a person who sought after God and hasn't heard from him. God we seek after is alive and mighty. Yes. And he is found by those who seek him. Yeah. And let's read from Acts 17:26-27. I am finishing shortly. I'm used to speaking for hours, but I'm trying to be on time. Let's read 26 to 27. And From one man, he created all the nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. His purpose was for the nations to seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. So Bible says God not only created us, but that he is specific about how he created us and when we were supposed to be born and where he has placed us. That is that you are not an accident, but you are determined in his plan and purpose to be where you are. There was a time wherein I felt like I'm from a small, like tiny country that if you don't look for properly, you can't even see in the map. And I was like, I was this girl growing up in a village and had these dreams. I would always get so many dreams. Impossible, like I'm also known as someone who talks big in my family because my talks are always like there and it just seems impossible all the time. But then it's just the dreams God has laid in my heart. And I was in this village. There's like the whole population of my country is 750,000 people. And so this village has like very less people, obviously. And so I'm there and I had this dream. Like I always felt like I would travel, that God would take me places. And this is from a girl who is like, you know, using firewood. We didn't even have gas stove, using firewood to like make food. And and I would tell people about it. You know, someday I'm gonna be like traveling, like I'm go to this place and that, and like God will take me, you know. And it just seemed crazy at that time. But then I am like traveling now. How amazing is God? So it is not for us to determine how he will do what he has said he will do in your life. Please just take the peace that he has given you and live with it, like, you know, run with it. If we sit down and try and figure out how is this going to happen, then that will you will waste your time and you will tire yourself in frustration. Yeah. So I just wanted to say that. And the last thing that's in my heart is I was talking to one of my friends and I've also seen that a lot of people, a lot of us, even though we know God, even though we are saved, even though we are, we have the Spirit of God living in us, we get so obsessed with our circumstances. We get so obsessed with our pain. We get so obsessed with things that are not happening as they should be happening that we miss out on the big picture, that we miss out on the fact that his grace truly is enough for us. Yeah. That his grace is more than able to enable us, to empower us to do things, to live the life that he has called us to live. So let me just read this verse, and it's from Hebrews 4:16. Yeah, I would just like to speak this out there. If it's you, if there are circumstances that's like just taking so much of your energy, that you are not able to look beyond that, or pain that is consuming you, I would just like to encourage you this morning. His grace truly is enough. He is enough for us. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Amen. If only we can let go, just go to God and let go. One of the things my mom tells me always is, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the topic is, when I'm like, I just want to cry sometimes, you know. I'm a kind of emotional person, and I love to cry, just let things out. And I go to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I'm sad about this, and like, this is not working, and this is not happening, and blah. And she just listens to me patiently, and she'll be like, not very patiently, like maybe 2 minutes, and then she's like, you know, then she'll be like, you know what you have to do. You just need to spend time with Jesus. You just need to spend time with Jesus. So circumstances may not change, but then the way we see things changes. And He is God of peace. Peace that the world cannot give us. Peace no other person can give. So I just want to say, Jesus, I just feel, as I look into the room, I just feel like there is so much, if we would only be willing and obedient, eh? And let go of things that blocks and hinders us from seeing who He is and living the life that He has called us to live. That we would truly set our mind on things that are eternal. Thank you so much for giving me this time, Pastor Enric. As I listened to him during Convergence, I just also want to say how amazing God is, because even though I'm from Bhutan, I think we are kind of in the same situation. And what he spoke, like, truly blessed me. It was like God speaking to me, because that is what happens. If you are willing and if you humble yourself to do and to speak what God tells you to, you have no idea the impact it will have on people's lives. The freedom that it brings, the healing that it brings. That's why it is so important to go when you're told to go. And to step out when you're told to step out. And to rest when God tells you to rest, that it's okay and it is taken care of. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Anshin, thank you so much. Let's stand, please. So initially I thought, band, where are you? Can the band come? Initially, I thought just to ask Yanshin to share just a testimony with concerning what the Lord is doing in Bhutan, but I really felt yesterday that God was saying that there's a word in her heart for us. And I think all of us can agree that she has ministered to all of us and spoken into our hearts. So I'm going to ask all the ladies in the house that if you would come forward, because we want to pray for you. I'm going to ask Yanshin to just pray a prayer over you. So, all right, so just for those listening on the video as well, I just want to, we're going to extend this prayer over you guys, you ladies as well. And earlier in this year, the Lord told me that the time has come, like the time came for Esther, that the Lord says, you've come for such a time as this. The Lord has brought you forth for this time, and that what the Lord is going to do over this next little while in the body of Christ, I'm not sure why the body of Christ, but I know for us at Shofar, that the Lord is saying the keys to where we are going lies wrapped up in the ladies. And the 2018, prophetically, and as far as the season is concerned, is the year of Esther. You've been brought forth for times such as this. And many of you have been believing lies, just circumstances. They are just things in your life that the enemy has been using to keep you from pursuing what God has called you to pursue. And we're going to break those things over your life this morning in Jesus' name. Because this is your time to shine. This is your time to be everything God has called you to be. Amazing, anointed moms, wives. But beyond that, there are callings even beyond that. And I feel that some of you have limited yourself to your marital status or to your child status. And the Lord says, don't do that. You're so much more than the ring you wear or you don't wear, the kids you have or you don't have. So let's close our eyes. We want to pray. We want to pray for you. I'm just going to pray, and then Yanshin is going to just pray as the Holy Spirit leads her. My Father, we thank you for this word this morning, God. In the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus, we thank you for this word from your heart. And God, that you have brought forth these women for a time such as this, Lord, that this is their time. This is their time to shine. This is their time to come up and to come out of every bondage, every lie, every spirit that wants to control them and squash them and limit them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call you forth right now in your destinies and in your purposes. In Jesus' name, we declare over the women in Shofar that you will be everything that God has called you to be. We release you to flourish. We release you to be anointed. We release you to set the captives free. We release you to bring healing to the brokenhearted. We release you to preach the gospel near and far. We release you to be beautiful. We release you to be powerful. We release you to be what God has destined you to be in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, on behalf of the men, Lord God, in our church, the men in this nation, on behalf of the men, Father, in the body of Christ, I want to repent, Lord, from where we have put limits on the women, God, in Jesus' name. Father, where we have reduced them, Lord God, to incubators, Lord God, or to people that have to look after our kids, or to people who have to satisfy our needs, Lord God, or to people who can only do this, who can do that, Father, and we pray, I pray that you will forgive us. That you will forgive us, Lord. You will forgive us, Lord, our pride, our jealousy, our preoccupation with ourselves, our selfishness, God. Forgive us, God, as men, fathers, the sons of Adam. We walk in such a long line of selfish men, Lord God. Forgive us. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. Forgive us, God. Have mercy on us, Lord. And we want to set your daughters free, Lord, to be what you've called them to be, Lord God. We repent for laying claim to their dreams, Lord God, squashing their dreams and boxing them in, Lord. But Father, we thank you for release this morning, Lord God. Not for these ladies to fight for their dreams, not for these ladies to fight for their callings, God, to strive and to work harder, but for them to enter into your rest, into what you have called them to be, God, into your purposes, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Rikara Basho, Randara Basho. Hallelujah. Just thank you so much, God, for Pastor Henrik, Lord, that he hears from you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to speak over the woman in Shofar. Open your eyes, open your heart to what God is saying and to what he is showing. Dare to believe. Dare to step out of what people think or your family think that you should be doing. Most of the house churches in villages in Bhutan are started by women who not only works in fields, does all that a wife is called to do, but then also she dares to step out. And then we don't have men who actually understand and supports, yet they do what God calls them to do. They lead people to Christ. They go from one house to another. They walk for miles just to go and pray for one sick person. And I know of some of you here who are equally wanting to be used by God, who are equally desiring that you please God with the life that he has given you. The days that are numbered will be used to bring glory to the one that you love the most and one that you desire to be with. So Father, I come before you, Lord. I come before you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your Son, as I pray for this. All the women, girls in this place, Lord. Lord, that the dreams that has been dead will come alive again, Lord. That their heart and spirit will desire, Lord, that they will not remain silent, but it will burn within them, Lord, that your word, that your gospel, Lord, that your giftings that you have gifted them with will rise, Lord. Shine forth, O Lord. As I pray this prayer, I just feel like some of you are reminded of some of the dreams that you had as you were believing in God, as you were starting your journey with Christ. There is still time to pursue that. There is still time to do what God has called you to do. And children, mothers, of course, love your children. Love them. Raise them right. Yes. But God can take better care of your children than you ever can. Point them to Christ. Pray for them. Be an example wherein the children grow up seeing that, yes, we have to put God first above everyone and anything else. They are your blessing. They are not meant to be your hindrance from serving God or following God. Children are your blessing, not your hindrance, not your burden. They are fruit. They are your blessing. They are not something, someone that stops you from pursuing God. Your children are your blessing. Just declare it over your children. Your children, my children, are my blessing. They are not my hindrance. They are not meant to stop me from pursuing God. But they are the reason why you will pursue God, because the blessing that comes from godly parents is amazing. It's for generations. And I pray for young girls here, no matter how little they are, that you are beautiful. God sees you and knows you for who you are. Every character, every quirkiness, everything that God has blessed you with, it is for a purpose. I pray as you grow in age and in love with Christ, He will reveal to you that there is purpose for everything, the way you are made. Just love Jesus. Let Him be the first love of your life. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word from Pastor Henrik, Lord. That they are released to be who you have called them to be, Lord. That they will not be held back. That this nation will see women rise up, Lord. Strong, powerful women who know you, Lord. Who are secure in their identity in you, Lord. Armed with the sword of your word, O Lord God, power of your Holy Spirit, leading people to Christ, speaking life, healing. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll just pray in my language a little bit. Prabhu mo tapala dhanyabad dinchu yaha bhayeko harek ama didi baini harko lagi. Hey, Pita, Horeku Ride, Topaitiru Kichnus, Lord, draw their hearts to you, O God. Prabhu, and the family and the husband and the children that you have blessed them with, let that not be their idol, O Lord. You sopai guru topaiku churan marakhera, Pita, Prabhu, topala pochaunuma topele saita agornos, Prabhu. Let their heart break with what breaks your heart, O Lord. Let their mind be filled with your dreams, O Lord God, and let their bodies be strengthened by your power, O Lord God. Lord, I call for teachers and evangelists and prophets and apostles and pastors in this place. Prabhu, mo tapailai dhanyabad dinchu. Tei parmeshwar jasle prabhu mera amalai अनि मलाई प्रभु राइज अप गराएको छ प्रभु त्यही परमेश्वर तपाईँले प्रभु यो व्यक्तिहरूलाई राइज अप गराउनुहुन्छ भनेर द सेम गड हु रेज माई मम हु हिल्ड माई मम रेज माई मम लोर्ड एन्ड मेड हर व्हाट शी इज टुडे लोर्ड अ वुमन इन योर हाउस लोर्ड पावरफुल एन्ड माइटी येट हम्बल लोर्ड एन्ड सर्भिङ I speak the same blessing over them, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah. Seek after Him and what He has for you. That whatever has been spoken today will not just be a topic of conversation, that it will not just be something that we discuss among friends and forget about. Lord Father, I pray that they will go into their closet, go into their prayer room with what they have heard. And seek after it, O God. And when you show them something, Lord, when you tell them something, that they will have the courage and boldness to step out in faith and do it, Lord.
I just want to say to the women here and to the women listening, we cannot be what God has called us to be as a body without you. We need you. We need you to be everything God has called you to be. We need you to be everything God has called you to be. We cannot do this without you. This nation needs you. Church needs you. I just want to pray His blessing over you. Then if you need some more prayer, then we'd love to spend time with you to pray for you. Father, I thank you for these women, Lord God. Jesus, we specifically want to pray for the little babies. If you can bring their little ones, we want to pray for them as well. Father, and we thank you for your anointing that rests upon them, God. Father, we thank you that you will equip them and Lord, that you will create space around them. I specifically want to pray for angelic visitations, Lord. God, like you appeared to Mary, Lord God, that you will send your angel, Lord God, to appear to them in their dreams while they're busy washing the dishes, while they're busy driving to work, while they're busy trying to figure out the menu, while they're busy trying to just cope. Lord, I thank you for angelic visitations, Lord God, for an open heaven, Lord, for supernatural downloads in the weirdest of places, the strangest of times, divine meetings with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for a purification of the voice of the prophetic, Lord God, through this woman, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we say that we open up our hearts to the voice of the prophetic through them, in Jesus' name. We say, arise, prophetesses of God, arise, arise, arise. Arise in the name of Jesus. There are quite a few of you in between the age of 5 and 7. The enemy has come in to wound your heart in such a way that you have trouble just turning your face to Father God. You have trouble just turning to Him. You're always standing with your back towards Him, covering yourself, covering your nakedness, afraid to just be vulnerable before Him. And Father God is this morning wanting to step right into that pain, right into those three years of such pain. And He's just showing me where Jesus comes in and He displays His back to you, the stripes, the wounds, His back torn apart for your healing. And if you would just come, if you would just come in and just allow Him to wrap Himself around you, He would have His back towards the pain in your face towards the Father. Some of you need to ask Jesus, Jesus, take me to the Father. Take me to the Father. And Father, I pray for purification, Lord God, of trust. It's been violated, Lord, that cannot trust the Father, that doesn't know a Father that served the way the Yanshin's dad served her mom. Just knows fathers who were selfish and just took and took and took. But thank you, that's not how you are, God. You're not that kind of Father. You're the one that just gives and gives and guides and protects. And so, Lord, I speak the protection Some of you, you're looking to your husbands for protection. Some of you are not even married yet, and some of you are definitely married. You're looking to your husbands for protection. And you're frustrated with them because they don't have the power to speak that peace into your heart that only your daddy can. And I just see a shift for some of you just to look away from your husbands and to look to Jesus. Look to Him. To look to Him, to receive His word into your heart, His affirmation. Only He can speak into that quiet place. And some of you, even I sense the Lord is saying that He's wanting you to be bold in just giving the children over to your husband and say, I need to spend time with Jesus now. Not out of selfishness, but just in humble boldness to say, this is my time. I need my time with Christ. I need my time with Christ. So Father, thank You, Lord. We create space for our wives, Lord God. We create space in that sense. Specific, Lord, as Yanshan has said, we pray, Lord God, just for those mighty young warriors. They're ladies. You're going to go on mission trips. You're going to do things in the kingdom of God, and you're just waiting. You're just waiting for the spouse to come. And the Lord says, don't delay. Don't delay Your obedience. Don't delay Your obedience. Father, thank You. Father, thank You, Lord. Thank You, God, in Jesus' name. If you need to go, then you're free to go. But if you need some more prayer, we'd love to pray with you.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.